For those of you who made a New Year's resolution to turn those extra pounds into rippling abs, essayist Christopher Wynn says the secret to a good workout starts with your choice of fitness center.
After visiting several gyms, I figured I would need to work out in private before any self-respecting gym would let me work out in public. Apparently, thanks to the new fitness standard, I wasn't even in entry-level condition. How could that be? When had a six-pack become something you tortured your stomach into becoming rather than something you gulped down on the weekend? I strolled past rows of equipment in each gym, watching iron-pumping guys grind their teeth and contort their faces. The women didn't seem focused so much as just plain angry. I knew I needed a gym that was much less intense. I had almost given up on the idea of working out altogether when a friend suggested the YMCA. Pushing aside memories of the village people, it seemed like a perfect solution. Here was a gym that was supposed to be family-oriented instead of ego-oriented. Within a week, I was signed up and put on a program by a personal trainer. Within 2 weeks, I had quit circling the parking lot in search of the closest space and deemed the additional walking an aerobic activity. By the third week, I was actually using the fitness equipment instead of looking at it. I marveled at the high-tech apparatus. Stationary bikes and other equipment now come with built-in cable TV and CD players. Even I could spend 40 minutes on a treadmill while watching ER. Toss in a bag of chips and a soda, and it's like I never left home. Unlike other gyms, the Y overflowed with real people. There was the woman in her 70s using the butterfly machine. Her thin body was clad in a t-shirt and shorts with black stretch pants underneath. I admired her determination. Even more impressive was her insistence on working out in full makeup and perfectly teased hair. I gave her an enthusiastic thumbs up between gasp for air on the chest press. But my favorite part about working out at the YMCA was the smoothie bar. Hassan, the health drink equivalent of a soda jerk, heaped scoops of protein in my smoothies to help rebuild torn muscle for my workouts. I tried to explain that I didn't tear that many muscles watching ER, but he insisted. I hung in there with my attempts at working out for several months, but my buffed campaign eventually collapsed into simply buffet. I felt like a failure, although not completely. I now knew that there were gyms out there for real people. I also realized that the only difference between a six-pack and, say, a 2-liter was determination. I had proved that I had that quality at least once, and I would have it again. In fact, I think I'll drop by Monday for a smoothie to ease back into a routine. After all, you can't take these things too fast.
Christopher Wynn feels the burn in Dallas, Texas.